Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. It's quarter number four, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA, has an amazing offer for new customers. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and you win $200 in free bets. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, something we haven't done in a long time, and the bye week gives us the opportunity, and that's to talk about recruiting, the lifeblood of college football. All the best teams, you see it with Ohio State, you see it with Alabama, Oklahoma, Clemson. All the top teams are there because of how they recruit. So we'll get to the class of 22, this current class, but let's talk a little bit class of 23. And there's only three members of the team, of the recruiting class for 23, which has them ranked in the top 10. But when you're only three recruits into it, that's not a big deal where you're ranked. Obviously, that's going to change. But let's talk about the three guys that they've brought in. Starting first, their first commitment, big guy, literally and figuratively, Alex Birchmeier. He was the first commit for the class of 23, an interior offensive lineman. He's ranked number 38 overall in the country as an interior offensive lineman. That's a huge get for your first guy.
Huge get for your first guy. Is kind of the, you know, his level of national relevance as a recruit. For an interior offensive lineman, you know, he's the number one guy in the country at that spot. Number 38 player overall in the 24/7 sports composite. He's a guy that can attract other players. You know, it's not often you can say this guard's going to do it, but he is so far and away, you know, one of the top players, regardless of position along the offensive line. You know, I think that's going to be an encouraging thing to try to keep building around it. And from what I gathered when he committed, this seemed to be, you know, within reason, the end of his process. Like, it didn't seem like he was making it willy-nilly. It seemed like he saw everything. He experienced everything. He had everything he needed to know, and he made a decision. You know, he's still in the midst of his junior year, has one more year after this, but huge addition, 6'5", 275. I mean, this is going to be a player whose pedigree is at a much higher level than most of the linemen who are on Penn State's depth chart right now. So big addition for sure. Somebody who can probably help out, if not in 2023, maybe in 2024. You're starting to kind of stack up some talented offensive linemen there. So I think a huge thing for this class, huge first commitment. And, you know, just to steal your thunder, the next one was Lamont Payne, an in-state recruit, long cornerback from Chartiers Valley, and Mega Barnwell, who was committed, decommitted, and recommitted shortly after Penn State played its most complete game in terms of how they used their tight ends this year. So it's a nice collection. You have a lineman. You've got a tight end in Mega Barnwell who could ultimately be a lineman down the road. We'll see. And a pretty good, long, athletic cornerback. So it's a nice little trio to get started. Who cares about the national rankings right now? But some real promise, I think, in this class, especially after all this momentum they got started in the 22 class.
You make a great point there with the momentum, Dustin, and recruiting is about momentum, and they're coming off the 2022 class, which we're going to get to, is currently ranked second in the country. A lot of good recruits, but what you also have, and we talked about this before this season started, Dustin, how important the 2021 season was, because they had to play well, maintain that 22 class that's ranked so highly, not have them all transferring, keep that good recruiting class, and play well this season. I think they've done both. not only have they played well, they've been a national level team. They've been on national TV at night. The whiteout was a spectacular performance. They had so many recruits there. So if you're a recruit for the 23 class and your exposure is this, you're looking at a top 10 team play. You're watching that top 10 team beat a Southeast Conference team with a big name in Auburn. You're seeing what the 22 class looks like. You're seeing a whiteout game where the crowd's going crazy, national recognition, and the coaching staff, because they're pretty much done with 22, they're going to pay more attention to the 23 kids. This is a convergence of a lot of good things for Penn State recruiting.
And let me just highlight maybe one of the most encouraging things that you might see now is that Mike Yurcich is proving it with Sean Clifford. He's proving it here. He's made this a much more attractive place if you're an elite caliber of quarterback. You know, there's no doubting that Sean Clifford has been transformed 100% under Mike Yurcich. So now what you're seeing in the 23 class is, you know, there's two quarterbacks who are kind of top of the list, but one is Dante Moore, who's from Martin Luther King in Detroit. That's where Jalen Reed is from. He's a five-star in the 24/7 Sports Composite. He was on campus in July. He was back on campus on September 18th. And Jaden Rashada is a quarterback from California who I believe was on campus that same weekend. I'm not 100% without looking, but he's a high four-star. You have these guys who are elite national level quarterbacks who in the early stages of things right now, who are giving Penn State a nice long look. Now imagine what Penn State, you know, if Taquan Roberson is tasked with leading this team for any number of games, one, two, three, whatever. What happens when he comes out and he looks transformed just with this two-week period between Iowa and Illinois? What if Taquan Roberson makes these huge strides? We're getting more and more proof that Mike Yurcich can develop quarterbacks and that Penn State has an offense that's worth playing in. You know, Drew Aller is going to be coming along and Bo Perbol in that 22 class. I like Penn State's chances in the 23 class, maybe more than most others, to land a five-star in that class, land that transcendent type talent. They're a lot closer they are today than they were even in August.
As long as James Franklin doesn't wander off to USC or LSU, correct?
Oh, here we go again on that one. And bravo to his agents for making sure that his name comes up for everything. That's what he's supposed to do. And James Franklin, it's not in his best interest to say, I am absolutely never leaving Penn State. It's not in his interest to do that in all kinds of ways, because eventually he's probably going to be a liar for saying that. And, you know, like program loyalty, employer to, you know, loyalty to your employer. You can't really make that too well known, because you need to leverage your way into more assistant pay and a higher salary.
I'll be okay with it as soon as he makes the announcement he's not leaving, Dustin. So, but let's get back to the 22 class, which is already pretty exciting. Ranked second nationally behind Alabama. No embarrassment being second to Alabama when it comes time to recruiting. They have 26 commits. I think a couple months ago, there were a lot of really, really good players. I'm not sure if there were what would be considered elite players. Now it looks like several of these guys are making that next step after they're being reevaluated with what they're doing in their senior year. There's a couple guys to be really excited about, Dusty.
Oh, without a doubt. I think what they've got on board right now, there are a number of guys who are kind of proving it right now. Drew Aller is a really good example. He has become a national recruit, since Penn State offered and since he committed to Penn State. His arm, you know, he played on national TV a couple weeks ago and really held his own. Caden Saunders, I think, is a day one impact guy. He's proven it. Nicholas Singleton is really, really interesting because he looks like the absolute complete package. You're trying to take four guys and make one running back right now, Nicholas Singleton probably is all four of those guys. He can be tough between the tackles. He's got home run ability. He looks like an extremely diligent type player. He's big at 6 foot and 210 pounds. He's fast. He's quick. He can do the things on the outside that Devin Ford looks like he can do, but it looks like he's going to be a lot more reliable. He's going to be an interesting one to watch as we move forward. Like, we'll see what the second half has in store for us in terms of what they do with the running game. But there's going to be an opening there for Nicholas Singleton, and it would kind of surprise me if he doesn't kick that door down and make the most of it as a true freshman next year.
He looks like he's an instant impact guy, and we know at running back, freshmen can make an impression, could get on the field, and we saw it with Penn State last year where they had two true freshmen on the field. They did get a recent commitment for the 22 class in Omari Evans. He was the new commitment. I believe he's a three-star, but I believe you think he's better than that three-star rating.
Well, I mean, James Franklin, not that this marks a huge shift away from what they've always wanted. You always want size, speed, strength, length, quickness. You always want NFL caliber tools. That's never really changed. I think there's been more of an emphasis on it over the last, let's say, three recruiting cycles than even before. And Omari Evans has at least one elite tool, and that's in his straight line speed. You know, I think he runs in the 4.3s right now, which he would be at least the second player in this class to be in the 4.3s joining Caden Saunders. But his speed looks like it applies on film too. It looks like he's got game speed and long speed, and whatever his weaknesses or flaws are, like, I think he's around 6 feet and 170 pounds. I mean, he's got to grow into some things. I've seen him listed as a cornerback and a wide receiver. He looks like an offensive playmaker to me, but you know, that speed and that quickness, well, you just can't find that everywhere. So why he's still a three-star, I'm not really sure what the knocks are exactly on his game. I just don't think he's really emerged as a real national player for whatever reason. But that speed is going to be an asset. Even if it doesn't develop into a huge, like, multifaceted star role, maybe he's a returner and a guy who kind of pops when the ball is in his hands on limited touches, whatever. He's going to bring that to the table. And I guess I just don't see why he's only a three star, but I think Penn State got a good one in him. He's fast. When the laser's on him and when he's being timed, he's also fast on the football field. And I think that's one thing that really helped him stand out to Penn State.
Sometimes you get high school players who are really good in every aspect as a high school player, but they have no elite skills. This guy, he has that elite skill, as you said, with speed, and you can't teach that. So, all right, Dustin, that's it for our recruiting update, and that is it for our show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA, has an amazing offer for new customers. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.